Om Shanti. Hope you are very happy and content in Gyan Sarovar. Yes? And I also believe that you got charged here for at least 1 year. Charged? But we all have to learn how to charge ourselves every day in the morning, just as we charge our cell phone, we charge many things, we charge this body. We must learn how to charge our own self in every morning so that we can remain fully charged forever. And when we are charged, Maya is discharged. So there is a beautiful topic today. Purity is the mother of peace, happiness, prosperity, joy. In fact, purity is the real beauty. Our purity becomes the beauty for this world and makes this world beautiful. Sometime Baba mentioned, when you become perfectly pure, you will shine like full moon in the sky. Entire world, all souls of this world will get attracted to you, great pure souls. And Baba also says, when you pure souls are in soul world, you are very near to Baba, very close to Him, and your glow, your vibrations are much more than any souls of this world. Your glow is very wonderful and you are very near to God. So purity actually is the real enjoyment of this Brahmin life. And we know Baba came down to purify us, to purify this world. On the basis of our purity, entire world, this entire nature become pure. I churn very deeply about the theory of our vibrations, what our each thought's vibrations does, how much wonderful role they play. When Baba mentioned once, when your purity becomes natural, then only natural calamities will start. So what a wonderful relationship between both. Our pure vibrations will enter in the nature and will throw its impurity out, and it will be called natural calamities. It will become a procedure of the purification of this entire nature. So our purity will change sky, will change all stars, will change all planets, will bring change everywhere in ocean, inside the earth, in our body. So purity is a wonderful gift of God. So today in this discussion, I will keep few points in front of you that you can practice at least once a day. It will help you to improve your state of purity, because our purity is also a great power. If your soul will be always fearless, one thing, A pure soul easily will enjoy Baba, his company. Relationship with him, very closeness to him, right upon him. A pure soul would be able to catch his vibrations, to whom we say catching power will become very natural. We will experience as if we are very close to Baba. Baba is in front of us. We can talk to him any time. We can receive his energy. We can receive his cooperation any time, whenever we wish, we will achieve. So today, few things were coming up again in my mind. What purity does? Purity is the biggest healing energy. We must know. Nowadays, in this whole world, disease, specifically mental disease, are increasing day by day. Depression, insomnia, means sleeplessness, and many other mental problems are increasing day by day because everyone's brain is becoming weak. So this pure energy will become healing energy. It will heal our brain. It will empower our brain. It will empower our mind. It will divinize our intellect. One very beautiful version of Baba, which motivated me very much in 1975, it was the occasion of the day of Rakhi, and Guljar Dadi was here in Pandav Bhavan. It was Pandav Bhavan at that time, a small Pandav Bhavan. So she went into trance. Bhog was offered to Baba for Rakhi, and Baba gave very simple message, what most secret of this world he opened in that message, that a day will come when a crowd of sick people will come in front of you, and you will just give drashti to them, drashti to all of them, and they will become free from their disease. The disease will be healed. Such time will come before the end when through your drashti, through your pure vibrations, everyone will experience pure energy, pure healing energy. But, Baba added, such a wonderful service will be done by those pure souls who will become voiceless. This is another word you know for purity, voiceless. One thing is celibacy, second thing is purity, third thing is complete purity, and fourth one is voicelessness. A wonderful, equal stage like Baba. As Shiva Baba is absolutely pure, ocean of purity is the purifier, such voiceless souls equally will become pure. So their pure energy, which will vibrate out from their eyes, will help people to heal. Second thing, such pure souls will become the master of nature, we must know, master of this entire nature. And this entire nature at the time of destruction will follow their commands. They will become so powerful souls, master of nature. I give you two examples. Suppose a cyclone, heavy cyclone started. Wind is flowing with just 500 kilometer, speed of 500 kilometer per hour. And it is going to damage everything. People are running here and there. And a yogi, a pure soul, a soul master of this nature is standing there. And that soul, being in this higher consciousness, that I am supremely pure soul, I am Master Almighty, I am the master of this nature, will give order to the nature, O nature, O cyclone, now be silent. And everyone will experience within no time that cyclone will stop. This will be the effect of yogi souls, of pure souls. Suppose somewhere a bomb is exploded, fire and fire everywhere. In miles and miles we see fire and fire is destroying everything. People are crying, burning. A heavy destruction is taking place. And a yogi soul is also standing there. That yogi soul, being in that higher consciousness, will give order, O fire, get silent now. Be peaceful. Stop this destruction, and we will experience like this. Fire will extinguish. So this is the power of purity. Our pure vibrations will become the protection for many. I share one experience, not the experience but the research done by scientists. They were given one theme, that why when natural calamities take place, why holy places like church, temples, mosque or other holy places are safe always. It has been noticed when there is flood or earthquake, our temples in India are safe. So they were given this theme, what is the reason of their safety? Normally people, devotees, bhakt, they believe it's God's grace. God is happy to them, therefore He protected His place. But scientists reach to this conclusion that because from that holy place pure vibrations is spread out, all the time pure energy goes out from that holy place, it repels the destructive energy. Vibrations of destruction are coming and this pure energy will throw them away, will repulse them. On listening this, I came to understand one secret of this world drama, that is also another secret. Baba, Shiva Baba, we know this drama is eternal, but I will say Baba sometime would have designed it or not. Baba says, I did not do. But whosoever designed it, He kept one beautiful thing in this drama. Here are 108 very pure souls out of millions and millions. 108 souls are very pure. So Baba put them at different places so that at the time of destruction, their presence only. They will be at different places. Their pure vibrations, their powerful vibrations will protect many souls from the negative energy or from the energy of destruction. So I mean to say, we have to vibrate pure energy to this world. Our pure drashti will purify the matter. Our pure vibrations will purify this entire nature. And one another thing, those who are responsible for Baba's service, those who are instrument souls, they must know, they must remember, always keep this secret in your mind. Purity is the best publicity. Baba's words, Avyakt Baba's words. Means just as you do many advertisements, through many means, you give Baba's message to all souls of this world, try your best to bring them to Baba. Everything will be done by pure energy, because our pure vibrations will attract the pure souls of deity religion. We must keep this secret in our mind. Around us, there are many pure souls of deity religion who have become impure now. But now is the time when their pure vibrations are coming up. Our purity will attract them, will pull them towards Baba. So, if we are very pure, then many souls of deity will come to us to take Baba's knowledge, to learn this Raj Yoga. What to do? One, again, a wonderful thing we must keep in our mind. Our each and every thought creates vibrations. They go to our brain. And pure vibrations, pure energy, creates many new things into our brain, activate many things into our brain, and negative energy, impure energy, cause damage into our brain. So we must be aware, be careful about this, that we should not create negative thoughts in our mind. Now, the Sangam Yuga has arrived to such an stage, we have reached to such an stage, now we are very near to the end of this cycle. We must know this. And I had mentioned the other day too, that everything which is inside the soul, we know one thing, whatever is recorded in the soul, that thing is also recorded into our brain. That thing is also recorded into our whole body. So whatever is recorded into soul, into brain, into whole body, now time has approached that everything wants to get emerged and take leave from us. So this is the such a time when everyone will experience different test papers. Baba came down as a teacher. He gave this wonderful knowledge to us. He was our teacher. Now we will take our examination. So we must get ready to give examination. Are you ready to appear into examination? An education without examination has no meaning. Baba will also watch, will observe, what is the result of my education? I have taught to these godly students. Baba has done everything for us. And now, first examination, first test paper will be the test paper of our faith. Many souls will have doubt in Baba. So we must know everything on subtle level. Whatever is happening, why? We must know the answer. Then only we will remain stable. So first practice, in order to purify ourselves. I am supremely pure soul. We will do this practice now. First listen. I am supremely pure soul. Or, I am an angel of purity. Or, I am the goddess of purity, god of purity. Or, a wonderful thought, I am the son of purity here. S-U-N, son. Son of purity here. Pure vibrations are going to my brain. First, we will do this practice for some seconds, for a minute, that from me, pure vibrations in white color are going to my brain, then going to spreading in whole body. And they are cooling down to all sense organs. So just spread pure energy in your whole body, because body is also impure. Inside the body, many impurities are there. In order to become pure, we have to purify our body too. So just for 3 minutes, let us enjoy this practice. Red light karenge bhai. So visualize here, I am son of purity. See yourself, visualize yourself. I am very shining soul. From me, white rays of purity are going to my brain. Feel my entire brain became full of these pure white vibrations. Now this pure energy is spreading in my whole body. You can feel it is going to every part of the body and purifying it. I am supremely pure soul. My purity purify this nature. My purity attracts all pure souls to Baba. My purity gives big cooperation in Baba's divine task. Om Shanti. Second thing, I made many experiments on this second point. You know, in our whole body, more than 70% is water, 72%. And scientists made many experiments now, how water is very sensitive to the vibrations. I share one simple experiment of scientists. I hope many of you know about that. They took two glasses of the same water. On one glass, they wrote hatred, hate. On second glass, they wrote love. And put this water in one room in equal temperature for whole night for 12 hours. When they checked that water next day after 12 hours, what did they find? The glass on which hatred was written, black waves were created in that water. And the glass with love, golden waves were created in that water. So one water became very dirty, second water became very divine. When I came to know about this, I thought you would also think this way. If a person here have jealousy in mind, anger in mind, tension, or always negative, what will happen to the water inside the body? We can understand easily that our impurity, our negativity, hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, enmity, anger will cause so many diseases in our body. And if we are very happy, if we are very pure, if we are positive, that pure energy will go to our body and will bring a wonderful change inside. I have noticed, if cells are dead in the body, this charged water can survive them again. So how to charge the water? You can drink. We all drink water many times every day, so we must charge our water. One experiment I share with you. One brother came to me with a problem. This is the problem of many, that my dreams are not satopradhan, not very pure. I feel lot of disturbance at the time of sleep, what to do? I just mentioned two things to him. When you are about to sleep, just write down 21 times, I am a great soul. And charge the water with this thought, give drashti to the water. Remember 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. Water is charged, then drink it and then get sleep. And within 5-6 days, his dreams became pure, his disturbance finished. So in order to make our purity very strong, you should charge your water, juice, milk and food. Charge everything, then drink it. Therefore, Baba used to say, if you cook your food in Baba's remembrance, that pure food will purify your heart, will purify your sense organs. So this is a simple and wonderful philosophy. Drink or eat everything after charging them. Possible? Simple, very easy. Many diseases are cured with the help of this charged water. I am giving many suggestions to the patients, and I have noticed when medical science is failure, where medical science is unable to do anything, spiritual science or spiritual vibrations can do miracles. Specifically, in the disease of brain, if we give energy to our brain can become normal and perfect. I will come at the end to this point. So charge water. Third thing, in order to purify the self, in order to enjoy self-purity, if not more, half an hour yoga every day for purity, we must manage in our daily routine that I will do half an hour yoga specifically for the purity. And method is, I am a soul, self-sovereign, master of my mind and intellect. One thing. Second thing, I am supremely pure soul. Third thought, I am the master of this nature, body. This body is my nature, made of nature. So I am the master of this nature. And then just remember Baba in soul world, the ocean of purity, and feel that his pure vibrations are coming down to me. They are coming in soul, going to whole body. We will do this practice in half an hour yoga now, after 7. Very easy method, how we can enjoy our yoga. Those who are weak in yoga, they can learn this art. I give you 2 examples. One is this, that I have to receive pure energy from Baba and spread it in our whole house, in your home. Second thing, receive the energy, might from Baba and spread it in your home. These 2 practices. If you spare 10 minutes time for these 2 practices, you will find that your concentration is becoming very strong and your problems are going away from you and you enjoy your life. So how to do? If you have to sit for 10 minutes in yoga, make a plan, keep in your mind that for 1 minute I have to do this practice. I am supremely pure soul. Pure vibrations are spreading out from me. Visualize them for 10 seconds. Baba is ocean of purity in soul world. Visualize him for 10 seconds, 20 seconds or 30 seconds, whatever easy to you. Then his pure vibrations in white color, white rays are coming down to me. The white fountain is coming down to me. Enjoy it for 20-30 seconds, then it is spreading out, going to my home. My home has become full of pure vibrations. After 1 minute, repeat it. I am supremely pure soul. Visualize here. Pure energy is spreading out for 10 seconds. Baba is ocean of purity. Visualize him for 30 seconds. His pure vibrations are coming down to me for 20-30 seconds. Like this. Keep repeating the thoughts in your mind. Because we don't create thoughts in our mind, this is why mind runs here and there. So in 10 minutes, create these thoughts for 10 times. Then after some time, you will enjoy it. Then 5 times, then 3 times. And a day will come when you will create these thoughts only 2 times and then 1 time only, and you will enjoy this fountain of pure energy for 10 minutes. But in beginning, in 1 minute, create this thought in every 1 minute. Then, I have to spread powerful vibrations in my home. Same practice. I am a soul. I am Master Almighty. I am very powerful. Powerful rays in red color. You can give red color to power, to might. Red vibrations are spreading me in my home for 10 seconds. Baba is almighty. Visualize him. His red vibrations are spreading in whole Paramdham, soul world, for half a minute, 20 seconds. Then these might's vibrations are coming down to me. So in 1 minute, create these 3 thoughts and visualize. So in 10 minutes, 10 times, your 10 minutes will be completely success. You will enjoy, you will experience. I had full concentration for 10 minutes. Mind will not run here and there. We must know the secret of mind. If we give good thoughts to our mind, the thoughts which our mind likes, his liking thought, then mind will not go here and there. It will enjoy those thoughts. So we must have to develop this art of creating good thoughts, pure thoughts, powerful thoughts, thoughts of enjoyment, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of intoxication. You can write down them every day. This is very good thing everyone can do every day. One thought of happiness I have to note down. One thought of intoxication I have to note down. One thought of enthusiasm I have to note down. So you will have a beautiful store of treasures, of thoughts, and it will help you very much in your life. 4th thing. In the early morning, I hope many of you know about the power of subconscious mind. How many of you know? Power of subconscious mind. Psychologists have mentioned this way, that subconscious mind is almighty mind. Mind. We can divide to mind into two parts. They have mentioned many parts, five parts, but conscious mind and subconscious mind. Third part is unconscious, fourth is higher conscious, five is supreme conscious. But mainly we know about the higher consciousness and supreme consciousness, but we have to use the power of our subconscious mind. Energy, power, might, it resides into our mind. Wisdom resides into our intellect. Two main things in soul, mind and intellect. Power in mind, wisdom in intellect. 90% of our mind's power resides in subconscious mind. Whole day we use only 10% of mind's power, only 10%. Out of that 10%, in that 10%, we waste many things. So hardly we use 1% energy of our mind, 2%, 3% energy of our mind. If we learn the art how to use 100% energy of our mind, our life can become divine, soul can become most powerful, problems will not stay in front of us, Maya will be scared from us, we need not to fear from Maya, Maya will have fear from us. Therefore, two, three thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul, I am Master Almighty, I am an angel of purity. Come to the subconscious mind. When we get up in the morning and when we are about to sleep at night, two times our conscious mind is silent. Normally silent. So our subconscious mind is active. Our subconscious mind is active when conscious mind is silent. And we yogis go third opportunity too. When we sit in good yoga, our conscious mind is silent, then too our subconscious mind is active. So when our subconscious mind is active, when it is awakened, at that time, the thoughts we create, listen carefully, the thoughts we create at that time, or the vision we give to our subconscious mind accept them as our command to it. And subconscious mind is bound to follow our commands. Clear? Very simple. At night, when we are about to sleep, then our subconscious mind is getting active, active, active. At that time, you must know this wonderful thought of medical science, many doctors don't know about it. At that time, in whole night, during whole night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power in it. So at the time of bed, if we give thought to our subconscious mind, I am perfectly healthy, my brain is perfect, energetic, I am free from the pain of my knee, I am free from blood pressure, my BP is normal, I am free from this disease. So subconscious mind will accept our command and will work whole night to heal that disease. This is a wonderful therapy of subconscious mind. We all can use. Suppose, I give you example, just one, two experience I share of migraine. You know, migraine, severe headache. Many times doctors are unable to heal it. So I taught just in two cases. In one case, drink charged water, give energy to your brain. And there is one doctor in our global hospital, she was suffering from migraine. She used to cry whole night, no sleep, and you might be happy to listen, within 25 days his migraine gone forever. Second case, one small young girl was suffering from migraine. I taught her few things, but there was no result. Then I taught her one thing, that in the morning and in daytime, at least 10 times, you experience one thing, that Bab Dada came down to you and he put his hand on your head and feel that energy is coming to your brain. She did very sincerely and her migraine gone. So this is wonderful therapy. At night we can use the power of subconscious mind to cure our disease. Morning time, 10 minutes, first 10 minutes are the minutes to create our fortune. Wonderful time every morning. That is why I was saying to you, we have to learn how to charge ourselves in the morning, in first 10 minutes. So when you open your eyes, before leaving your bed, say to Baba, Baba, you have given me everything, millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba, I am most fortunate in the world. I am very happy. You have given me happy life. I am the richest in the world. Don't say I am very poor. I lost my job. No. I am very rich. I'm the wealthiest person in the world. Baba, you have done everything for me. Don't think. See, what happens with many Brahmins? As soon as they open the eyes in the morning, a thought comes in their mind. Oh, my mind's wander here and there. I can't enjoy yoga. So what is the use of waking up? So let me sleep. No. Then you open your eyes. Baba, I am a great yogi. I am a successful yogi. And your subconscious mind will make you a successful yogi. I am a very happy person in the world. You have given me happy life, Baba. Thank you very much. Thanks, lot of thanks to you. Start your morning seconds this way. Talk to Baba this way. Remind yourself about your fortune. I am Master Almighty. No problem is more powerful than me. I can destroy all problems. I have got wonderful power within me. Baba has given me all of his powers. I am not weak. I am Master Almighty. Charge yourself this way. Enjoy your 10 minutes. You can dance in your room and see life. I am very pure soul. Purity is not a struggle. create this thought in your mind. I am supremely pure soul. Baba, you have purified me. You have given me this pure life. Many, many thanks to you. I am very pure. I am an angel of purity. I am the son of purity. I enjoy purity. Create this thought. So the thoughts will make your life accordingly and you will enjoy everything very much. Do you like this? Start it from tomorrow and tonight? Right now. Very good. Because now your subconscious mind is active. Conscious mind is silent. Now see, feel, what is the energy in our hands? Yes, please, rub your palm. Create a thought in your mind, I am Master Almighty. 3 times, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. See how much energy is there in your hands. Not this way, this. Energy is there. So the thought that I am Master Almighty, that energy is vibrating out from your palm. Put this hair on the brain. Close your eyes. Feel that this energy is going to my brain, is normalizing my brain, is making it perfect. Keep it for a minute and do it for 10 times. Means for 10 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes. If you have any problem in the body, we know that brain controls all body, all disease. So if brain is energetic, we are healthy. If someone has mental disease, and he gives 10-minute energy to the brain, his disease will finish. I got many experiences of this energy. If you have knee pain, you can rub your palm and put on the knee. You can move 5 times this way, 5 times this way. And you will feel that your knee pain is going fastly. Talk to your knee pain. Oh, knee pain, go away. My knees are very strong. Use this way. If you have heart problem, keep your right hand on the heart. Energy will go to the heart, will open the blockages. I have made experiment on tumor in the brain. Just, I am Master Almighty, put right hand on the tumor and tumor was melted. Result. So this is a wonderful energy. In the morning, I am supremely pure soul. Give drashti to water, to your juice. Pure energy will be absorbed by food, by water, and it will do miracles in your life. Okay? Now it's 7 o'clock. And we will enjoy very powerful yoga. I will give you commentary. Keep your headphone here. Listen to commentary and enjoy very powerful yoga for 30 minutes. Let us give very powerful vibrations to whole world and to the nature. Red light. Tune bajana bhi, Suresh. Visualize yourself in forehead. I am the son of purity. I am very powerful soul. Pure vibrations. in white color are spreading out from me. I am the master of this body. This body is separate from me. I have entered this body. Let us go to subtle world first. Feel that I am up above, beyond the sky. This is subtle world, white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. In front of me, at little distance, Bap Dada is standing. Very divine vibrations are spreading out from Baba. Visualize him clearly. In his forehead, there is Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, Almighty. Visualize him. Baba is giving drashti to me. Now Baba has put his thousands of arms over my head, a protection, canopy of protection of thousands of arms of God. He put his hand of blessings on my head. Experience pure vibrations from his head, from his hand. Baba gave me blessing. May you be completely pure. Be great yogi. Be Master Almighty. Be a successful soul. Now, I left this subtle body here. I became a soul. I'm flying up to my home. Reached in soul world, the abode of peace. And experience the sweet silence of this abode. Almighty is there above me. I am under His powerful vibrations. I am sitting with Him, receiving His powerful vibrations. I am receiving Baba's vibrations in soul world. From here, I came back in my body. again I am sitting in forehead. I am an angel of purity. From Baba, Baba is ocean of purity. From him, pure vibrations are coming down to me. Enjoy this pure energy. Pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me. Now I am in the sky, angel of purity in the sky. I am master of nature. Pure vibrations from Baba are coming to me and is spreading, going to whole nature. I am giving pure vibrations to the nature. Master Almighty, full with all powers. from each part of my body. Red rays of might are spreading out. I am might house. In Paramdham, in soul world, Almighty Baba is there. Visualize Him, His rays of might are spreading in whole soul world. Concentrate your intellect on Him. Only Baba, nothing else. These vibrations of might in red color are coming down to me. I am sitting under the fountain of might. Thank you. Powerful vibrations are entering me. Now we invoke Shiv Baba, Almighty, oh my good friend, oh Almighty Baba. Yes, please come down and become my canopy of protection. Listening to our invitation, he started to come down. Visualize him, Almighty is descending. He is coming down. Came over my head. He became the canopy of protection over my head. His energy is entering me. His vibrations are going to the world. My vibrations are going to the world. Bhava is going up to soul world. I also go up to soul world. We both are together. Now enjoy his vibrations.
Thank you.